show live with me, the one and only Josh Pitts. I hope you guys are having an incredible start to the week. I hope you had an incredible weekend. And if you're just joining us live right now, come and hashtag shred, because you are shredding here with us. You're live with us. You're hanging out with us. And if you're joining us on the replay, make sure you come and hashtag hustle, because you're out there. You're getting it done. You're making it happen. And then you're coming back here. You're getting the information, the knowledge, everything you need to go out and be successful within business. So this morning, oh my goodness, it's been a wild morning. It's been an interesting weekend. And I'm excited yet nervous yet not scared, but going to share some of my thoughts and feelings on some things that have transpired within our industry recently. And you know what? It's a very, very torn opinion from many people from all that's going on. But I hope that I can share, if nothing else, my personal beliefs and what I feel is needed within our industry now more than ever. And again, it may not be popular, and that's, I'm totally okay with that. And if you're coming here for drama, if you're coming here for the bashing and the negative comments and this and that, that is absolutely not going to happen today. So you might as well just go find someplace else. But if you want to come and you want to hear my thoughts on leadership and truly what is needed and the price of leadership, then you did tune into the right place this morning. And I hope that you will like and you will share this and you will tag others in this, because this is my personal, this is coming from the mouth of Josh Pitts. And I hope that this can impact you. That's why I do what I do, that hopefully will have an impact on the lives of others. So as many of you know, and as I'm already seeing on social media, and as I was made aware end of last week, early into the weekend, is some things have transpired, and there was a leader within the mortgage industry. I'm not here to bash. I'm not here to do anything negative, but I just want to make sure that we as an industry are truly focusing on what's important, which is ultimately our end consumer. And our leaders need to be held to a standard that is beneficial, that is truly representing who we are and who we are representing, which again, ultimately is the consumer. It's those who are looking to buy a home, to finance their dreams. And if we as an industry are ultimately not trying to better those, to educate them, to help them, then we are doing an injustice to those we serve, the opportunity that we have. So when I talk about this, many of you maybe have seen the videos, the comments. What hurts me right now is that we as an industry are letting this that has transpired continue to segregate us, to continue to tear us apart, when now more than ever, we need to be coming together as one. We need to work together. We need to support one another, help one another. We all have differences in opinions. We all have different ideas. And hey, that is absolutely okay. 100% okay. We should be willing. That's why we live in such an amazing country. We can have the opinions that we do. We can have the beliefs that we have. And we should still feel safe and still feel good about what we believe and how we act and what we say. That's the freedoms that we have, ladies and gentlemen. Over the weekend, some things were said by a leader within our industry that I do not condone, that I do not think were right. And again, people are going to argue the fact, well, you know, we all make mistakes. We all do make mistakes. I make mistakes more than most. And that's why I do my show live all the time, is because so you can see my flaws. You can see my imperfections. With that being said, leaders are held to a higher standard. And we as an industry, simply for the fact of protecting our consumers and the people we serve, we need to be willing to hold our leaders to higher standards. And what really makes a great leader, I'm going to post a link below. If you have never had the opportunity to watch Simon Sinek's TED Talk, Simon Sinek is somebody I've had the incredible opportunity to interview. But if you have not watched his TED Talk back in 2014 about why good leaders make you feel safe, you absolutely should. It's brilliant. And it's about 11 minutes long. I'll post the link below. It's worth 12 minutes to watch this. But here, again, going back to the entirety of this message and why I'm doing this today is, as again, I'm not going to be, and again, this is not going to be popular with some. I have been bombarded. I have been messaged, emailed, called, texted, saying, hey, what are your thoughts on this? What is your stance on this? You knowing this person well, personally, having, you know, relationships with this person in the past, you know, what are your thoughts? And again, I'm not going to get into all the nitty gritty. I'm not going to get into the drama side of it. I just, as a mortgage, as a real estate industry as a whole, we have to unite together. We have to come together. It doesn't matter, broker, retail, banker, we are all at the core. We are originators helping consumers finance the American dream, finance their homes. That's who we are. And we as leaders, which I'm even humbled, I'm honored that I'm even considered by some to be a leader, to be a voice within this industry. And it's my responsibility to use that voice to ultimately better us as an industry, or hopefully put my two cents in. There are some people that will not agree with this. There are some people that are like, Josh, you should take your stance, take the side. What side are you on? I'm on the side that ultimately benefits our consumers, ladies and gentlemen. And you should too. And you should be supporting and ultimately having leaders that support that as well. I'm not saying that this leader doesn't support the industry. He has. As a matter of fact, he did some great things for the broker community. But that doesn't justify some things that have been done. So I encourage you, I implore you that as we move forward, take a look at those who are representing you. Take a look at what you truly want. What is your vision for your consumers? We have to. And just because one leader makes a mistake doesn't mean that entity, that group, that community is fully to blame. We are a community. We have to come together. We have to unite our voices as one to ultimately help those we're serving. That's my message for you today. Is the leader that we're looking up to, do they make you feel safe? Do they make you feel guarded? Are they protecting ultimately what you're trying to accomplish? If not, then you do have to ask yourself, is that leader the best person in that position? Don't compare it to others. Don't compare it to what others have done in the past. I've seen people compare it to mistakes that presidents have made. You cannot compare that. Every situation is different. And we as a people, and that flag that hangs behind me supports the freedoms that we get to enjoy every single day. And we as the people of this country, of this industry, we get to choose the voices who represent us. And if we do not make those, if we do not make our voice heard, then ultimately we're to blame as well. That's my message to you guys today. I absolutely love each and every one of you. As I always say on the show, this was something that was very difficult for me. And again, I know this isn't going to be popular. There are some people who want me to take a stance, who want me to go out and bash and slander those people that were part of this. And I'm just not that person. There are plenty of others that are going to do that. And again, like I mentioned, it hurts me to see our industry so divided over this. And I hope that we can shut it down, move on, and focus on what's truly important. As I've said many times, it's our consumer. It's the people that we serve as industry professionals. It's those who cannot finance the American dream without us. And I hope that we make the right decisions when it comes to those who are leading this industry. There are incredible leaders within it. And there are some that, you know what, they have done good things, but decisions and things that have been said recently, a good leader knows when they've done what they were supposed to do, and it's time to move on. Ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, it's up to us to make our voices heard and to make sure those who are leading us are in line with what we believe and how we would like to see our industry run. So with that, I hope that I comment below. Again, I know some, this is not going to be popular. Some it'll be popular with others, but ultimately this is how I feel. And this is where I'm going to take. And I know that I'm going to continue to do everything I can as a leader within this industry, within mortgage, within real estate, within everything that I do to ultimately serve the greater good. Because again, I've been in this too long, and I appreciate and love every single one of you for tuning in, for being part of this. There are so many good people in this industry. There are so many people that need their voices heard and need their rights protected. And I'm going to try to do everything in my power to do that. So again, if you haven't had the chance to watch the TED Talk by Simon Sinek, Why Good Leaders Make You Feel Safe, I'll post the link below. I encourage you to go watch it. And more than anything, guys, please focus on what matters. Focus on each other. Focus on your consumers. Focus on the relationships that you have and ultimately why you are here. To serve the greater good, to serve those people who look to you as a leader, who look to you for you. With that, guys, I appreciate you. I love you. And now, as always, it's time for you to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. More than anything, stay happy, repeat every day. Appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll see everybody soon.